It's 1938. A 21-year-old Ella Fitzgerald is making a name for herself. In Georgia, another 20-something-year-old is playing for the Atlanta Black Crackers. Standing 5'10 and weighing just over 160 pounds, first baseman James Red Moore bats and throws left. At that time, the Atlanta Black Crackers were part of the Negro American League. Black men were not allowed to play in the majors, and it would be 9 years before a fellow Georgian, Jackie Robinson, would break the color barrier. Now, more than a half century later, along with other men and, yes, women, Red Moore from the Negro Baseball Leagues will be honored by the nation's commander-in-chief.
Just an honor to be here, to be a part of this session today.
Now at the age of 96, Red Moore is the only living member from the Atlanta Black Crackers. Longtime family friend Greg White is accompanying Mr. Moore and his family. He also helped spearhead donations to make it possible for the family to make the D.C. trip. White says he didn't want the Moores to have to pay for anything.
Well, we raised $1,330, which basically included that flight and hotel arrangement.
Red Moore was a pretty good hitter, but it was his defense, according to Negro League historians, that thrilled the hometown crowd. It's said Moore had soft hands, a strong arm, and could turn a double play with ease. And just as important, says Greg White, James Red Moore served his country and the city of Atlanta.
Mr. Moore's a living legend, Atlanta sports figure, civil rights figure who helped change society. And I just like to, while we still got him, I just like people to really embrace his great story.
Rose Scott, WABE News.
I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again?
One, two, three.
No.